Blog Talk Radio.
To lay this first track down. By the way, my name is Bruce Dickinson. Yes, the Bruce Dickinson. And I gotta tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
My dear Tattoo.
With the players.
But hey, enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
And that is my cue to start the show. Welcome to another edition of the Hard Rockin' Sports Show, live from High Atop Hard Rockin' Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. We are your three-hour weekly get-together where we bring you all the biggest news from around the worlds of hard rock, heavy metal, and of course, the guys in the wide world of sports. And welcome to Thursday, August, my God, I keep saying August all day today, January the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. I hope you guys have had a great week. We've had a very cold one here in the New York, New Jersey area, going to get colder and possibly drop a lot of snow on us over the next 2 days. So we'll see what we get with that. We'll bunker down in case, but I could care less. It gets 6 feet for all I give a crap right now. Once I get home from work tomorrow, I'll be happy to sit in the house all weekend. I got a little painting to do. I got a lot of football to watch, and I got a lot of talking to do on the Sunday Audible show, which I'm pretty sure is going to be Sunday, but I haven't even talked to Jeff and John about it. Anyway, guys, it's been an interesting week. I'm a little on the tired side, but that's all good. Work's been really busy for me, and a lot of little stuff going on. So, but I got a little break in the action tonight. Couple hours of sports and music talk. We got a lot to get to. Great games last weekend. Probably the best weekend football I can remember in a long time. I mean, four games. I wouldn't say they were all classics, but I would tell you at least one for sure. I would say three of those games may be classic games. So I want to get Jeff on in a second and just start discussing those. We'll talk about Big Poppy going to the Hall of Fame, how wrong that is. We got a lot of football stuff. Sean Payton steps down. What happens with Sean Payton? What about Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady? We'll talk. We'll get a lot of football talking this week. The Giants hired Joe Shane. Again, he definitely won the press conference, but said so did Joe Judge 2 years ago. So it doesn't mean anything, but I think most Giant fans are excited about Joe Shane. Some controversial comments from John Mara. We'll get to that. Again, a lot of football tonight, folks. We'll talk about some of the coaching jobs, and I got a little celebrity guest, a little celebrity singers, guy, people who are not necessarily known for their singing ability. I'm going to play a bunch for Jeff tonight and see if he can pick them out. So sit back, relax, and crank up a cold one if you got it. If not, stay warm. Thanks for tuning in with us. And, yeah, I agree with you, Matt. Rodgers to Denver is a very good possibility. And I like the tie by the Giants. I agree with that. Yeah, and as a whole, Matt, you're 100% right. But let's get Jeff's thoughts. I'm dying to talk to my co-host about it and see what he's got to say. And then without further ado, the sexiest man on his side of the screen. And I'm excited to tell him about our newest numbers in Israel. So let's welcome on my good pal, Jeff Tomlinski. What's up, Hefe?
Oh, very down today, Tom. Very down.
You're very down today? Why? What's the matter today, Jeff?
Because Giants did not do anything to get out of this hole. They're still holding on to two human anchors in Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. But there is light at the end of the tunnel.
There is. Will you be elaborating on this light at the end of the tunnel?
Of course, man.
Okay.
Hold on. Because the one thing that I am, and that is the light.
You are. That's you claiming you're the light now.
You see the difference, right?
I see the difference. It's a flashlight. It's not your aura that we're seeing. It's a flashlight.
No, it is the aura.
That's your aura?
Your new general manager has already picked up a new running back.
Oh, did he really? I didn't see it. Who did he pick up?
2 years younger than Barkley.
Uh-huh.
I would wonder what that's all about.
I'll tell you this. You know, the Giants have some serious cap problems. Right now, they're projected to be $5 million over the cap. Now, the cap's going to increase this year, so it'll get a little bit of relief, but the Giants are going to have to cut a lot of players. You're not going to be able to hold on to some of these guys, Devonta Freeman's and I would say Booker and some of those guys. So, yeah, I would say there's going to be a lot of cap. You're going to have a lot of younger guys not making a lot of money on this team.
And you know what that means?
Better culture, good team.
Okay. Another 5-12 season coming up.
Listen. It's possible. I told you weeks ago, I would tell you that we're ready for another shit show next year until this thing gets straightened out. I came out of it very enthused. I think the guy's got the right ideas. I think we've got that next wave of general manager in. And a guy, I think, is going to do a nice job here. I was very impressed.
You see that?
Yeah. You're enlightening. Are you going to enlighten us now?
It's getting brighter.
Yes. You got this all figured out?
Whoa, look at that. It's getting brighter.
Oh, boy. So
I think it's going to come and go most of the night.
You do? You think your aura can't be contained?
It can't be quenched.
Quenched. Okay.
Now, tell me about these numbers overseas.
Every time I talked to you, the last time I told you, we were at 8.25, right? We had hit the highest number so far. We have beaten that number. Just before the show, I checked it out. We have 8.37. percent of our audience is now listening from Israel. That's right. We are 8.37%. I'll show it to you. Remind me when we get through with my dad. I will bring up that.
These lovely people of Israel, where are you,
man? Yes, I you did call for them at the end of the show last week. You also made a promise, if I'm not mistaken, that you said when we got to 9, you would start to grow the sideburns.
Of course, I have to.
I would say you'll have to use some Hemp Wizard Beard Care Co. products. Maybe that'll help you.
Yeah, I'm using that stuff now, man. This shit is as soft as a motherfucker.
There you go. So Jeff's walking billboard for the hemp company, Hemp
there
Wizard Company. So
look at that.
There you go. Look how smooth that is.
Smooth like
No, Joe and Mike, they do. And I got to tell you, Mike has some of the best Facebook posts of all time. He's cracks me up.
Yeah.
He does
throw some good stuff.
I haven't seen much from Joe. I don't see much of Joe's posts, but I get to see Mike's a lot. So he does a good job. And a lot of good food on the Mike page.
Yeah,
you know,
I would say so.
So I don't know if that's Mike's cooking or if the Mrs. Mike is cooking or who's cooking, but somebody's cooking over there, Jeff, and they're doing a good job over there. Hemp Wizard, Beard Care Co., make sure you check them out. They're good people, good supporters of our show. But, yeah, Jeff, we are at 8.37% in Israel, so we're doing something right in the motherland.
Wow. I am kind of shocked.
Yes, you and me both. So, but, Jeff, we've got a lot to get to football-wise. I mean, some great games last weekend, some couple of good games this week. We got Sean Payton moving on from the Saints. We got new Giant coach coming up. We got Tom.
Sean Payton is going to be there.
No, he's not. No, it's not going to happen.
My people told me.
I know your people tell you, but Sean Payton said he's taking a year. Sean Payton's going to probably be the Dallas Cowboy coach next year. That's where
Negative.
Sean Payton's going to go.
Negative.
So we'll see, but we'll talk about Sean Payton and where he may end up. Lots of people on TV, on radio. Everybody seems to point the finger that Tom Brady's going to go one way or the other. We'll talk about that. Aaron Rodgers' future. There's a lot of stuff to talk about in the world of pro football because it's that time of year. A lot of rumors, Jeff, floating around this time of year.
Yeah, of course. I have a bunch of them myself.
I'm sure you started a bunch of rumors all to yourself.
No. This is valid stuff.
This is valid stuff you got? All right, let's start it off the way we always started off, though. Jeff, how was your week?
Long. I'm going to be longer.
Oh, yeah, because of the snow?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a 7 p.m. start tomorrow and then probably come home for Monday.
Oh, wow. That's now, do you have to stay? You guys stay out there until all the parks and are cleaned up and all that stuff?
No. What happens is we get taken over by sanitation.
Oh, your division gets taken over?
We send trucks to sanitation and plows to sanitation. Meanwhile, they have 9,000 fucking plow trucks. We got to send pickup trucks.
For what? Support? Gets, support? Just
plow streets. And
stuff. Oh, really?
So our shit gets beat to shit. You know, but whatever. I couldn't care less about that.
Now, you guys don't have to take care. You guys don't have to clean up the parks and the parking lots of the parks?
Well, eventually, but not me. Not while I go. We're in garage.
Okay.
We do different stuff.
Gotcha.
We help other people when they get stuck and go get
robbed. So you're just support. Like, you're just support at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So, but either way, now how many people would you say when you guys are doing a tour like this, how many people in your facility would be hanging around and doing next to nothing for 20 hours?
Depends, man. Not many.
Not many?
Something between repairing plows and salters and stuff. We always got something going on.
Mm-hmm.
I always keep one man free, though.
Four? Ah, yes.
To do my bidding.
To do your running?
Do my bidding.
Yeah.
I said. Bidding.
Your bidding?
Maybe my bidding is go to the diner and get me this, go to 7-Eleven and get me that.
Gotcha.
Do that, stuff like that.
Understood. Hence the bidding.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's. So, so what triggers it? Like, do they wait till the first flakes are on the ground? Do you guys, is it all based on the weather forecast?
Well, it's all based on panic. Basically. We start to panic 3 days. Well, not me, but they start to panic days ahead of time.
Oh, really?
Panicking all week. You know, I just tell them, I'm like, what are you going to do? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If 2 inches or 2 feet, it's going
to
happen.
You know, it's funny. I listened to Channel 62 out here, which is News 12 in New Jersey. And they literally came on the TV yesterday and they were like, well, we think you could get as much as a foot or 14 inches, but it could be as less as one. Like, could you get further off the scale? It wasn't like, well, you might get 6 to 8, but if it swings this way, you're going to get 10 to 12. You know, it's like, you can get absolutely nothing or you can get bombarded. Oh, gee, I can give you that forecast, Jeff. Whatever they're doing, I can do it for probably 3/4 of the money.
I hear you. I totally agree with you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's completely sad.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get my dad on, and then we'll see what he's got to say. Then we're going to talk a lot of football. We'll talk a little bit more about the Giants and what John Mara had to say. I'm sure Jeff's eager to talk about that. We got a lot to talk about the last weekend's games. Jeff, I'll say this before we get going. To me, probably the best weekend of football I've ever watched.
Hard to disagree.
How much did you get to watch?
Oh, enough. I watched most of the KC game, Buffalo game.
That was a great game.
What was the Saturday games?
The early game was Bengals and the Titans. And the night game was Green Bay and 49ers.
I watched most of them.
Okay.
I watched most of them.
Now, I know we were talking, and we were you, myself, and John were talking during the Brady game. Was one of the most interesting games, and I'm sure at the end of the day made you very happy. But we'll get to that a little later on. But again, a good weekend of football games. I think three of them were decided by field goals.
Really, you know, took it over, and you know, I will say this much: I know that I've seen you post something on Facebook about the overtime.
Yes, which I want to get to in length.
Good,
yes,
because I have a couple issues with the overtime.
Yeah, I see. Now we'll go hold it, but yeah, I have that as a whole topic all to itself. I want to talk about that, but let's get my dad on. Let's see what he's got to say, and then we'll get to a lot of football talks again. Thanks to everybody in Israel who for some reason seems to be tuning into us each Thursday night in more and more. So thank you to all of you out there.
I can't believe this.
I'm telling you, 8.337%. Let's get maybe it has something to do with my dad. Let's get my dad on.
What's up, Tom?
What's up, Pops?
There was good games last weekend,
but
hey, I think I told you already that I'm not taking anything away from from any of the quarterbacks.
Which one?
Tom Brady.
Brady, okay.
Okay, I mean, without a front line. He's a good quarterback, but he's nothing great. And that's for all the quarterbacks.
Sure.
That's why I think he's a very good quarterback. Today he's the best quarterback playing. I give him that much. But to could give him of all time, I find that hard to believe.
I get it. You have
to have the line. If you can sit back, it just showed you what happened. And look what happened with, Green Bay. I mean, every time he turned around, he was running, he was throwing, off. How many times? Hey, just confusing.
Well,
I mean, if you watch the Brady game,
we'll talk about it a little bit more in length later, but if you watch the Brady game, he was running for his life for three quarters, Jeff. And
I agree.
Until the end of the game where the Rams looked like they wanted to give it back, but, you know, once Brady was able to settle in and throw, he's tough, but I don't care who you are. I mean, I'll tell you about another guy who got sacked nine times and still had a great game. But, Jeff, Tom Brady, three quarters looked like a mere mortal.
Yeah, I think age is starting to catch up with him. Some of his throws looked like they were short. They looked out of sync. You know, I mean, I know that that he had his center, and I don't know if he had that rookie. I don't think that second-year guy.
No, he was out. Wirfs was out.
Wirfs was out. So yep. I know that he had Jensen.
Yeah, Jensen played on the bad ankle.
But I don't know how effective he was. But
Aaron Donald,
when he knows you get in his face, and that's that. You know,
again,
messes him up a little bit.
Yeah, it's. I mean, listen.
I think they got to him just enough.
Oof, yeah, they did for three quarters, and then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter, he was able to stand in the pocket and complete passes, and it just looked like the Rams' dad wanted to give that game back.
And yet the Rams were sloppy. I've never seen anybody play. I never thought there was that many ways of losing a game. And every time you turned around, you said, you go to Kansas City, the Chiefs, how can you score a field goal? Where did he go? 30, 40 yards in 13 seconds with no timeouts.
Yeah. No, they had timeouts.
You're right.
They had the timeouts. Right. The other ones, Buffalo, The Rams
Niners.
Had no timeouts. Yeah, the Rams had no timeouts. They were able to go down the field to score the touch, to kick the field goal on two big plays with no timeouts. But Kansas City had their timeouts, but they still covered about 45 or 50 yards, Jeff, with 13 seconds. That's amazing.
Yeah. Listen, the last couple minutes of that game looked like two high school kids playing Madden. You know, they were just going up and down the field. It was just a matter of when
I think in the last 2 minutes, there were over 200 yards of offense and 25 points. Scored, yeah. So, but that was they were all entertaining games.
If you didn't bet the game, if you didn't have a bet on the game, it was a great. They were all great games. There wasn't one game that I didn't like.
Right.
I thought they were great. It was just that you said, "Holy, the Rams had it." I mean, they just. It was like, here, you take the ball, you score the touchdown. Wow.
Yeah, it was. I was exciting. It got it close. You can't blame Brady. Leaves the field. He's got the tie game. They're going to go to overtime, and then Jeff, boy, oh boy, if you're Todd Bowles, they should have dragged him out of the stadium, tied to a bumper, and dragged him all over the field, dragged him all over the streets.
Careful now.
I get, but not for that reason. You can't possibly run the defense as he ran at that point in time, you know?
To me, it means one of two things. Either that team as a whole is getting old and slowing down and running out of a little bit of steam, and or Matthew Stafford is a lot better of a quarterback and was robbed for so many years by playing in Detroit that maybe his career could have been different.
Yeah.
Who knows if he would have had a few trophies if he played in a better team, a contending team. And, I mean, that's one that, of course, we'll never know.
Yeah.
But, right now we'll have to see how far he goes. But let me ask you, if Matthew Stafford goes to the Super Bowl, would you say he's one of the more underrated quarterbacks that we've ever seen?
Yeah, I have to say that Stafford at this point is underrated based on the fact that he is – been that guy that everybody's talked to as a choke guy, never won the big one. I think he did a lot to squelch that. Again, that fourth quarter wasn't pretty, and he's part of that. But, I think until he gets to the Super Bowl, that monkey's on the back. If he loses this week to the 49ers, it'll just be he can't win the big game.
Well, listen, I hear you, but I want to bring up real quick and see what your father thinks of this. Are the 49ers an overlooked team? Because, you know, how does a team at one point in time, they were 2-4. Jimmy Garoppolo, they're going to get a king's ransom for him in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
He's going to get traded. They almost have to trade him at this point in time. But, I mean, would you be shocked to see San Francisco in the Super Bowl?
No, not me. Dad, what do you think? Would you be surprised?
I've said it from the beginning. The only team that scares me are the Rams. But then I watched Kansas City, he looked fantastic, the quarterback. The team looked good. They looked good. I mean, and who I was totally shocked with was Aaron Rodgers. I mean, for some reason, it's like he just does. He reminds me of Dallas Cowboys. They play all year. They play great. They get to the playoffs and they fall apart. And I mean, every time he turned around, he was running for his life. And I still say, you ain't got that front line. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. You're not going to win. And it just goes to show you, L.A., what was it, Tennessee? How many times was he sacked? Nine times?
Nine times Burrow got sacked.
And he still put up a good game.
Yeah.
So, but they were interesting games. They were good games. And hopefully this weekend they're going to have some more interesting games.
I think so. I tell you the truth, I'm not looking forward to the second game, the 49ers and the Rams. I'm really not. I'm really excited about the first game. I think there can be a lot of points. I don't think either defense is great, but I'm excited to see the quarterbacks play. So I'm looking forward to the Bengals and the Chiefs at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock, whatever that game is.
I think the Chiefs. I mean, if they played like they played last week, I can't see them losing anything. But I think LA, if their defense would just play a little better than they did, and not throw the ball away like, oh.
Well, I said, don't shoot yourself in the foot. That's the biggest
thing.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they do. I'll let you guys go. Enjoy yourself, Tommy. I'll see you over the weekend. Jeff,
yes.
You take care and say hello to everybody.
See you later,
okay. Bob. That's my Bob. He checks in every week with us. Love having him on the show. He always has something good to talk about. Hey, Jeff, just to kind of expand on what my dad was talking about, before we get to the games themselves, you know, the Kenny, Aaron Rodgers' era in Green Bay, be thought of a little bit of a let, a little bit of a, what's the right word? Not a letdown. A little bit of a, you know, didn't reach its full potential. I mean, you think about this. They've had Brett Favre for the last 30 years. They've had two quarterbacks, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. They've had three Super Bowl appearances and just two wins in that 30 years with essentially two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. And Rodgers only got one of those. You know, what's your take on that? Is a little bit on the, I would say, underwhelming side, no?
Yeah, well, of course. But you know what? It's take in those 30 years, think of how many times the Patriots have been
right
to the Super Bowl and how many wins they walked away with. You know, football's not a game and not a sport where you're going to get a team that's going to win three or four championships in a row. It's almost built that it's not going to happen.
Correct. Yes.
And every time, but they were perpetually close every year. And they were, oh, just like how John is always complaining about Tomlin, it's one of the teams that was always a contender. Every season going into it, people were saying, well, you know, if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, if the Aaron Rodgers and the Packers could do this, if they could do that. And everybody was expecting them to take the next step and be successful.
Yeah.
What's up, Mike? How are you? But let's be honest, he only got there, what, once or twice?
Who?
Rodgers.
To the Super Bowl? One Super Bowl appearance, one win.
One win. He didn't get there a second time?
No.
He didn't lose?
No.
Favre was 1-1?
Favre was 1-1.
All right. Okay. I thought Rodgers had it.
No, so that's why I think, you know, especially the era of Rodgers is a little on the underwhelming side because, and again, the Packers since 1991, they've had a, I think I put up there, they've had a weak division. Right, I mean, think about when was the last time the Lions were any good, you know?
Well, not so much the Lions. I mean, basically, you always had to contend with either the Bears or the Vikings.
But how many times have the Bears been any good? I'd have to go through it, but I bet you in the 30 years they've won that division probably 20 times.
The Packers,
yeah.
No, without a doubt, yes.
So, I mean, you already got a leg up. Now, maybe that's what obscures it, Jeff. Maybe that skews it a little bit. You know what I mean? That they have such an easy regular season because of the division they play in that once they get to the playoffs and they lose, you're kind of surprised by it. But realistically, maybe they're not as good as we thought they were.
I like the Patriots playing the AFC East, clobbering everybody for years.
But the difference is the Patriots get to the playoffs and they win Super Bowls. They didn't win the Super Bowl.
You're getting five or six wins a year out of that division.
Well, again, you're getting to the playoffs and winning, and that's the difference. So I'm not disagreeing with you that, you know, the road there may get there a little simpler, make it a little easier. But at the end of the day, you still got to win the Super Bowl.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So I mean, but listen, I just think that when I look at that, and who knows what happens. I don't believe Rodgers comes back to Green Bay. I honestly don't believe he'll go back. Anything's possible. I don't think he'll retire. I think he's going to wind up. So I could be Frisco, may be looking for a quarterback for a couple of years.
Hold on 1 second, Tom.
Sure.
What's the name? Yes. All right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. And wife comes first. I'm just saying. I think Rodgers winds up in Denver or Frisco.
First of all, why is Rodgers going to go to San Francisco when they got Trey Lance?
Because they got Trey Lance. That's exactly why.
Okay, but why is anybody and how much are they going to be willing to trade or pay for a 38, 39-year-old quarterback? We just had a 39-year-old quarterback retire just a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I just heard about that.
We had a 38, a 39, a 40-year-old quarterback retire last season.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 43, 44-year-old quarterback with questions about his career.
Well, I'll tell
you. It just makes me wonder, like, why would anybody want Rodgers at this point in time?
Well, I'll tell you why. For me, for my
do it in Green Bay. What makes you think he's going anywhere else?
Well, I'll tell you this why. I'll tell you because he would be the best of the options out there. I'll say this: if for any reason they were to go out and win the Super Bowl this year, yes, I do not believe that they would maybe trade for him at that point. But if they fall short this weekend and lose, the way Garoppolo's played, listen, Garoppolo was no help in that game last week. He was, in fact, probably more of a hindrance than anything else. They won that game on defense. I mean, they scored 3 points on offense, and then got the block punt to basically, you know, win the game. Other than
that game was no way. It wasn't like they came back from a 20-point deficit. You were talking a one score game. Basically, the entire game.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
You know, there was no offense in that game.
I agree.
And let me ask you this much. I mean, this is just speculation.
Sure.
Of course, speculation here. But the speculation to me about Rodgers going to San Francisco is this.
Yep.
Okay, Rodgers played against San Francisco.
Yep.
San Francisco looked like they were evenly matched against the Packers. That's one thing.
Sure.
Second, if San Francisco is going to move on from Garoppolo, you know they're going to get a bunch of picks. Because this will be, the second time in 4 years that they get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That Garoppolo's been to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Whether he's done anything or nothing, doesn't matter.
He's gotten it.
2 Super Bowls in 4 years.
Sure.
Okay. Then, on top of that, you got Trey Lance, where no matter what happens with Trey Lance, sooner or later, you got to put him in there if you're going to keep him as your quarterback, because you know he's going to have a bad season. His first season is going to be a bad season.
Yep.
So he needs to get that season out of the way. How much of a window was left for the 49ers? So if you get Rodgers and you don't get to the Super Bowl, did you just ruin Trey Lance for the next 2 or 3 years by him learning and everything else, when maybe next year you throw him in there for 23 or 2022, and then by 2023, this is a Super Bowl contender?
The theory's not bad, Jeff. As long as they really believe he's a value player. He didn't play much at all this year, okay? And
I know that basically gimmick plays. Just don't see the point of putting your extra quarterback, your backup quarterback, however you want to, your future quarterback, on the field in gimmick plays. That just blows my mind.
Yeah, I'm with you on that for sure. I'm never big on that, but you know, again, having said that. I think if they were to win the Super Bowl, I'm not sure what they would do. I think at that point they're not going to spend the money to do it. Although again, if you can upgrade the team and get a guy and try to win again next year, they need the firepower. They just don't have the firepower. I'm shocked they got through that game, but they did. This weekend is going to be a tough game for them, so we'll see how it plays out. But I think it's interesting right now, you know, the Rodgers legacy, you know, will it stand? I mean, Favre's legacy will stand there because 2 Super Bowl appearances, 1 win. He didn't end it real well there, but the Rodgers one is a little different to me, and we'll see.
Well, listen, you keep comparing him to Favre, and I understand what you're saying, but we got to look at it this way, too. Favre has a 500 record as far as going to Super Bowls, where Rodgers is undefeated as a 1,000 winning percentage. So a lot of people are going to try to discount what you're saying about Rodgers and stuff by pointing that out.
I mean, it's one. He didn't go 3-0. If you, you're 2-0, 3-0, I'm with you.
A lot less interceptions than Favre did.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Favre was a gunslinger. And I'll be honest with you, if I had the choice of picking between the two, I would take Rodgers. I think Rodgers is the better quarterback. Rodgers is a better quarterback. Listen, I love Brett Favre. Brett Favre was a gunslinger. You know, he threw more picks, in bad spots than I saw anybody. But
yeah, boy, he did. But you want to know something? There's one thing that Brett Favre did that you've never really seen. Well, you've seen it on other quarterbacks, but you didn't see it as much as you've seen it on Brett Favre. He always had that smile.
Yes.
And he was always gunslinging is the best word to describe Brett Favre, man.
Oh.
That guy was just chucking the fucking ball up wherever it went, man.
Oh, yeah. No. There's no doubt about that. There's none. Absolutely zero.
Let me
show
you something real quick. Sure. Go ahead, keep talking. I got to get something
in
the closet.
Yeah. So, guys, Hard Rocket Sports, Jeff Tawinski, Tom Florio here. That'll be Thursday night, 7 to 9, 9:30. depends on the night. We're looking forward to talking about the games. We're going to bring them up now. So we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to bring up the celebrity singers. Next week, we'll have a quiet show. I'm sure there'll be plenty to talk about. And then we'll have a big Super Bowl show on the – that would be the 10th. Look at that, Jeff, with his Jets Brett Favre jersey. Look at that. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
I may cycle through them all while we're on the air tonight.
You might cycle through all the jerseys?
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy. Poor Brett Favre. He's got to have his name and number associated with that disaster.
You know what? Poor Brett Favre. He seems to have shrunk a little bit as he got older.
Yes. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And thanks to our friends in Israel who have jumped our ratings in the last few weeks. We've been trying to get over 8. Now we're at 8.37. So thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. I think I'm going to go to the closet and get my Jeff Hostetler jersey out now.
Jeff Hostetler, please.
So, Jeff, all right, so let's get to the games a little bit right now. Let's run through all the games we saw this past weekend. 4 games, all walk-offs, Jeff. I mean, when's the last time you saw 4 playoff games all go down to walk-off wins?
Well, I could think of a couple.
Go ahead.
When Scott Norwood kicked the field goal wide, handing, gift wrapping on a silver platter, the Giants' first Super Bowl championship.
Uh-huh.
One that they probably didn't deserve because Scott Norwood went wide right.
Yeah,
so I would have to say that.
Uh-huh. Hey, then, I'm saying 4 games in 1 weekend in the playoffs that ended that way. 3 of them on field goals.
We have 4.
We see. Yes, I got you. 4.
Then we have that was the first loss for the Buffalo Bills when Scott Norwood kicked it wide right.
That's true.
Okay. And it was the first of the 4 giant victories in the Super Bowl.
That's right. 4 trophies. You can see them hanging right up there. See? Right there.
You can't see anything because your connection tonight is a little fuzzy.
Yeah, it's a little fuzzy tonight.
I swear to God. You look a little fuzzy.
Okay.
And, hey, listen, that one, give it back. Give it to Buffalo.
Anyway, so I want to start with the last game instead of the first game because – I will tell you that Kansas City-Buffalo game was probably the most exciting game I've ever watched. Might be the best football game I've ever watched. No. Anyway, I didn't watch Super Bowl III, so I can't say it was the best Super Bowl. I can't say. But now saying that, I would love to see a little defense at the end of that game, and I still don't know why Buffalo didn't squib kick it. I still don't understand a bunch of things. I just... 13 seconds, you squib kick it. Even if they go to fall on the ball, you lose a few seconds. You know, I just don't understand what anybody was doing there. But, Jeff, you first off, you're Buffalo. You can't allow them to go down there in 13 seconds and kick a field goal. And then we're going to talk about crying about the overtime after that. But I'll tell you this. Two of the best games ever I've ever seen by 2 quarterbacks, and a really just a great football game.
Yeah, I would say it was definitely a great football game. But I got to ask, 13 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that.
Yep.
13 seconds. 13 seconds is already passed.
Yes.
When we're talking, okay. 13 seconds is nothing,
mm-hmm.
and Patrick Mahomes marched his team into field goal range.
Yep.
And they were able to kick a field goal, and he did it in less than 13 seconds. Think of that.
Yeah.
Think of that. Less than 13
seconds.
Yeah,
he left enough time on the clock to kick a field goal. Yeah.
Exactly. So he did it in less than 13 seconds to get his – don't even – from kicking the ball to going through the uprights, that doesn't even count. It was the time that – from when they lined up for the first down,
mm-hmm.
to when he got to the time to kick the ball, would they run 3 plays, 2 or 3 plays?
2 plays.
Yeah, and they just got the yardage they need. It almost seems like they could get yards and by at will. I really a great team, a fun team to watch. Patrick Mahomes just has some scary ability to play.
Yeah.
You know, with Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, It's and Tyreek Hill does the same. I'm not Tyreek Hill. I'm sorry. Kelce does the same move over the middle all the time.
Yep.
And he's always open. It was like watching Brady with Gronkowski and Hernandez from years ago when they just commanded the middle of the field. And it's like, doesn't anybody think to double cover this guy?
Well, you know, somebody was talking about it and had some interesting thoughts. And I thought it was, you know, they should have just basically tackled Kelce off the line of scrimmage. Even if you get the 5-yard penalty, tackle them all. Just grab them by the jerseys and hold on to them. And even if you get the 5-yard penalty for holding, you've just taken off, you know, 3-4 seconds off the clock. They gained 5 yards. The game's essentially, you know, you're going to overtime. And you could have did anything in the world except let Kelce run free halfway down the field, fall down, call a timeout, and do it twice. I mean, just unbelievable by that. And, you know, I don't know if the end ruined the game itself. But took a little shine off of it a little bit, how easily. But then again, look at Buffalo. Did you see Buffalo's last score? I mean, it looked like Kansas City wasn't even trying.
Yeah.
On the post. Davis on the post. It was amazing.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Buffalo's a good team too.
No.
And I think all the years of watching Brady and Peyton and Brady and Roethlisberger and all those years of watching those AFC championship games, Brady's not in the AFC anymore, but we have two new teams to watch.
Oh, yeah. Two good quarterbacks,
Burrow coming up. We got a third team. And I think that these teams are going to be here for quite some time. They got young quarterbacks, and they're great teams. But Buffalo in particular, I just don't think they had – if they had the experience that of an Andy Reid on the sideline or Patrick Mahomes on the field, I think that game would have gone a little bit differently. Whoever won that game, whether it been Buffalo or Kansas City, put up a hell of a game, hell of a fight. I felt bad for the team that lost, regardless, but I really wasn't rooting for anybody in particular because I liked both teams.
Right.
And I said that I thought it was going to be the best game, and I think that it was. There wasn't defense played, but let me ask you, is there a defense that could contain either one of those two quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't know. They move so well. See, I like Allen more because I think that while he's a very good quarterback, I think Mahomes has a tendency to do some stupid things and make some stupid throws. Nothing hurt him on Sunday. He played a great game. Was instrumental in winning that game. I would just take Allen. I think Allen's tougher. I like the way Allen plays the game. Although I wouldn't, if I was my quarterback, I'd tell him to don't necessarily take all the hits he does. But, Jeff, we watched two great quarterbacks play the game of football Sunday. You're 100% right, spot on. I mean, if you look into those playoffs, you have three guys there that, easily next year are top three quarterbacks in this league.
And you throw in Justin Herbert.
Yep.
Who's definitely an up-and-comer.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think if you go in top five, you got to put those four in the top five.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to sneak Stafford in there somewhere because of the way he's playing right now. Maybe Stafford's five, maybe he's four, maybe he's three, I don't know. But those four guys you mentioned are in the top five. I mean, whether Rodgers plays or Brady plays, I think there's a changing of the guard, and those four guys are the start of it right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you want to make a top 10 and throw Rodgers in there, but, man, I think that if the Packers made it to the Super Bowl, and either if Kansas City or Buffalo had made it to the Super Bowl, I think they could have taken the Packers.
I'll tell you what. It's a little tough right now for me to pick the AFC teams. I'm rooting for the AFC. Bengals or Chiefs, either one I'm rooting for to win the Super Bowl. But I'll tell you, those two NFC teams have very tough defenses, especially up front, where you're going to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, where you're going to chase him around, and you're not going to let them run the football. You'll make those teams one-dimensional. So to me, I'm rooting for the AFC, but boy, Jeff, if you're going to do it right, either one of those NFC teams can run the football, play good, strong defense, and can play very physical up front.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But, let's get to the end of that game because it's going to lead me to my next subject before we get to the other games. And, they kick the field goal. They're going to go to overtime. And that's where it starts. Everybody starts to scream and yell, oh, we got to change the rules. We got to change the rules. We got to change the rules. And I say, Jeff, I'll tell you how I feel quick. I think it's horseshit. You know, I like the current rules. I don't want to play the extra quarter full. And it creates a whole problem with TV timeout, TV and other games and stuff. But beyond that, you know, to me, if you lose the toss, go out there and stop the other team. Make them kick a field goal, force a turnover, let them punt. If you give up a touchdown in that spot, you deserve to lose. I'm sorry. I don't want to see the whole everybody gets the ball at least once and then whoever the scores next. Or to me, that's horseshit. Play the game the way it's played now. I don't think there was anything wrong with the end of that football game. The Buffalo Bills lost it because they didn't play defense when they needed to.
I feel as though I could make an argument either way.
Which is the way you want to go? Don't give me either way. Give me the way you feel about it.
I feel as though that they should definitely revamp for the playoffs, revamp overtime.
How would you do it?
I don't know.
Playing the whole quarter out?
No, I don't think they should play. Well, first of all, if they're going to give them three timeouts for overtime in the playoffs, then they should be more than just a sudden death like that. Maybe make it a 10-minute quarter. You know, and if you kick the ball off and you end up holding the ball for 9 minutes and 15 seconds, and now I get the ball back with 45 seconds and you score the touchdown, there's not much more than I can do. You know what I mean? That's when I should have definitely played defense because some drives take some time off the clock, without a doubt.
Sure.
What I'm thinking
was
that what they should do is make it a 10-minute quarter or something.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, each team could get a possession or two, depending on how they work. Because let's face it, Kansas City, going into overtime, Kansas City was about as high as a team could get. While the Bills were, like, deflated. The Bills were winning that game, were on their way to the AFC Championship game, handing the ball over with 13 seconds left. Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, go all the distance they need to go to get to field goal range in less than 13 seconds, field goal and tied the game and send it into overtime. The Bills had not a single shred of momentum at that point in time.
Absolutely none.
Kansas City's game.
Absolutely, 100%. Now, Pete's got an interesting – check out Pete's thought. Now, I'll say this. I wouldn't like that to be the overtime. I would say that if you're going to do that, it would be after, like Jeff said, you play a 8-minute quarter, a 10-minute quarter – and if it's still tied, then I would think about something like that, almost in a shootout, like hockey has the penalty shot, or whatever. But it's an interesting theory. Again, I just think right now you can't complain about the rules. This is the overtime rules as they are.
I don't. No offense, but I'm not digging Pete's thing because that then turns the game into a punt, pass, and kick competition.
Well,
and I don't like the idea of a field goal kicker coming on the field, who are guys that step on the field for, less than a minute throughout the entire game, even if they're busy, to make the deciding factor if their team wins the game. But it is an idea, but because it's football, it's so hard to come up with an idea that everybody's going to like.
Yeah, you're never going to love it.
It's impossible.
Nobody liked the old, some people didn't like the old rules, they changed it. Now if you're a Kansas City fan, you love the rule. If you're a Buffalo fan, hey, we didn't get touched the ball. To me, I'm a football fan. Regardless, I think the rule is fine as is. I don't think we need to play a whole quarter. If you want to play a short quarter, I can understand it to a certain extent. You know, whatever it is, 6-8 minutes, and you play the full quarter, and if you get the ball, you get the ball. If you don't, you don't. But to me, there's nothing wrong with the way the game's being played right now. Kansas City did the right thing. They went down and scored a touchdown. If you're Buffalo, if you can't stop them one time, or force them to punt, then you don't deserve. Sorry, you just don't deserve it.
Like I said, though, Tom, you can't think of it that way. You can't because there was so much momentum.
I gotcha.
Going into overtime for Kansas City,
that
it's like, how what do you do to stop it?
I don't know.
It's impossible. It's impossible.
I gotcha. But then did the best team really win then? To me, the answer,
I'm not saying that the best team didn't win.
Yeah.
I feel as though that when a game is over and the final score, they say this is the final, the best team won the game, period.
Right.
I mean, unless they stole a game, somehow, safety or some kind of freak play.
But,
you know, but Kansas City earned it. You went the distance you needed to do and kicked a field goal in 13 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, and that says it all right there. That's to me, that says it all.
Listen,
I think that Buffalo, if they didn't allow that field goal, I think we would be sitting here talking that Buffalo should be the favorite.
Oh, 100%. I think either one of those two teams. Listen, there's no disregard or disrespect to Cincinnati. I would be shocked if Cincinnati could beat either one of these two teams. I think they've outkicked the coverage at this point. They've exceeded expectations, Jeff. So to me, they're playing with house money.
Yeah, the Bengals.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to agree.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I watched Joe Burrow play. That kid can play football. He got sacked 9 times. He got hit a ton of times, and they still won. Now, we'll get to Ryan Tannehill in a few minutes, but you saw the big differences between having a real quarterback and then having a guy who's a game manager, so to speak. And that was a big difference. But you're right. Whoever won that KC Buffalo game, that's a team that's going to the Super Bowl, regardless of who won the other game.
But you know what, Tom? I got to be honest with you. I could see either one of the four teams that are in it right now going and playing the Super Bowl. Now, if the Bengals get in the Super Bowl versus the Rams, I think the Rams are going to pick them apart. If Kansas City gets in the Super Bowl, I think it's game over. I can't see Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid losing two Super Bowls in a row. I just don't see it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you're the NFL, the game you don't want is Cincinnati and the 49ers.
Yeah, but I got to see who played in the 1991 Super Bowl.
It was Washington and Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering if it was the anniversary of San Francisco.
No, it's 31 years since then. I think that was the 89 or 1990 year. That was Cincinnati and the 49ers. Mm-hmm. It was the 88 season, 89 Super Bowl, I think it is.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. I'd have to look that up. But Giants were 1990. That was the 1990 season, 91 Super Bowl. And then 91 season, 92 Super Bowl was Washington and the Buffalo Bills. So
90 Super Bowl.
Yeah, great game. But again, guys, Jeff and Tom here on Thursday night. Thanks for tuning in, having some fun. We had a lot to talk about. Again, you know, this was one of the best weekends of football I've ever watched. Division games are usually great games, or usually good games. There's usually a clunker, too. I wouldn't call the Bengal-Titan game a great game. It was a good game, and it came down to a field goal. I'll just say this. The Bengals kicker is ice. That kid is just money. McPherson can kick a football.
I got to say, the Bengals-Titans game itself was about as exciting as reading the instructions of putting together like a fucking set from IKEA.
Well,
had no pizzazz to it.
No, it didn't. It didn't, but it came down to
I can even hear, like, they got the ball on their own 25. Here it comes. Oh, off to the right, to be honest. Like, it was just no excitement.
No, I'm with you on that. But I think it was for me, it was a tale of two teams and a tale of two quarterbacks, because you had Burrow, who no matter what the Titans could do, Burrow got up off the deck and just completed pass after pass after pass. And then you had Ryan Tannehill, who was just, basically threw the game away.
I felt as though, and I said ahead of time, that Julio Jones has been out for a while. I know he was coming off an injury. Tannehill, there's been questions about him from Miami. He had one good year in Tennessee where they made some noise in the playoffs. And then you had the running back that came back from a broken foot. And it's like,
Derrick Henry.
But how effective was he really going to be? You know, he ran for some yards, but it wasn't like he was his old self.
No.
And I understand you got to do this at the right time, and come back and help your team, but you just, I don't know. I just don't think that they were ready for it.
Yeah, Jeff, I couldn't agree with you more. They came out, they were lackluster. They did not play well. I thought clearly the Bengals were the better team, even though it was still close. I did expect the Titans to pull it out. I came out of it. Joe Burrow was a hell of a player. I thought they were aggressive. I loved the way the guy coached the game. I thought they played a great football game and deserved to win. I don't expect them. I don't expect them to win this week, but I do expect a good game. You know,
we're going to find out this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're holding off. I'm going to start bringing up the last game. If you guys are out there, let us know what you think of the overtime rules in the NFL. If you guys got any ideas to spice it up or beef it up. Pretty much. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm just getting texts. What was I talking about? Okay, so yeah, I mean, some great games this weekend that we got to watch. If you guys got any thoughts on the overtime rules and how to spice it up, make it better, let me know. I don't think there's anything wrong with the current rules. I think you got to just go out there and play. So, again, we talk a little about the New York Giants and their Giants and their hiring of Joe Shane. And,
I just seen a new comment come up.
That's why I ignored it. Jeff, what did you think of John? I don't know. Did you hear John Mara's comments about Deshaun Watson?
Yes, I did. I saw that.
What was your thoughts? I mean, listen, you know, could be taken a bunch of ways. And he said it. I'll give John Mara credit. He stood up there and said, we screwed up and this, that, and the other thing. And then he said, we have no way in the world going after Deshaun Watson. We don't have the cap room. And with all the allegations, we just, you know, just doesn't fit. You know, a lot of people blasted him this week for saying that. This, you know, basically, you know, making the decision for his coach, for his GM. To me, though, I think as an owner, you know, there has to, you still have the right to say what you want your team to be and who you want your team to be, no?
I totally agree. I don't think there was anything wrong with what the man said. I think that he was 100% right.
Yeah.
Saying what he said. The first thing he said is that they don't have the cap room. Right. So meaning, like, how are we even going to consider paying this guy?
Right.
And the second thing they said, which is something that has not been clarified or cleared up, or even close to being cleared up,
no,
on any level pertaining to this man's career, is the sexual allegations.
Yeah.
So to me, I think that there was nothing at all wrong with this. But you know, there's always going to be somebody that's going to be like, well, that was racist. There's going to be somebody that's going to say something stupid and bring something stupid into it. And I don't think there was anything dumb about what the man said. I agree with him 110%. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, how could you?
You know I'm not a Daniel Jones fan.
Yeah.
But Daniel Jones doesn't have 22 charges against him.
Very true.
Okay. Somebody took a chance, the Buccaneers, on Antonio Brown with him and all his bullshit.
Yep.
And two allegations, I believe, that he had against him.
Yep.
And he did his time, and then they took him on the team. You're talking 22.
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't two allegations where, you know, maybe he brushed up against some woman, and he had something in his pocket, and she was like, "Whoa, you know, you're not talking anything of that nature."
Yeah.
You're talking 22 separate allegations. That's pretty big. That's pretty big. And unless, to me, somebody, if they lied, somebody's going to jail. But here it is, almost 2 years later,
mm-hmm.
and it's still 22 allegations.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that should say something right there.
I agree. And, you know, unless the NFL is going to come out and say, hey, guys, no matter what happens, Deshaun Watson is not getting suspended. Now, again, even if they do that, you know, a lot of teams don't want to be part of that. You know how it goes. I mean, the Giants had a kicker a few years ago, Josh Brown, who was accused of a domestic violence thing. And the next week he was gone. I mean, not even proven. Just, he's got to go. Imagine you have your quarterback with 22 alleged violations of sexual harassment or sexual misconduct.
Now, if I remember correctly, the Giants kicker, that was a domestic dispute with his wife.
Yes, correct.
And at the time, you can't condone behavior then on any level. But let's just get that out of the way first before anybody gets mad here. But that was the big thing in the NFL at the time, if you remember correctly.
Absolutely, 100%, yes.
A couple of other allegations of players that they were asking why they did this and what happened, who beat their wife, and this, that, and the other thing. There was a lot of guys that were starting to have issues. This guy here, the Giants had to get ahead of that.
Sure, I agree.
Hunt had just plowed his girlfriend in the face and knocked her out. There was a couple other football players that had some shit going on. And then there's this guy, his wife calls up and makes a problem for him. Now, whether it happened or not wasn't important. The Giants had to get ahead of it and say, listen, we can't condone this. And finally, somebody stood up to it and did the right thing and just be like, you know what? Doesn't matter. We can't have this.
100%.
We can't have this.
No, I agree. And the same thing happens here, Jeff. Unless the NFL is going to come out and make a statement that says, hey, you know, think about it. He's not even going to depose until February, okay? He's not even being deposed.
Next week is February. They haven't even announced the date.
Correct. So at some point, you know, this is just getting started. You know, they depose him. They go out, they talk to other people. They do an investigation. Then the NFL has to investigate. This could last all summer and beyond. And then he could get suspended. And then he could get suspended for whatever many games.
It depends on what happened. Maybe the guy goes to jail.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that part. Yeah, you're 100% right. With all these allegations, he could wind up doing some jail time.
Regardless, this is something that has to be taken seriously at this point in time.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't just turn around and just say, okay, listen, we're going to sweep this under the rug. It's 22 allegations. You know, if this was anybody else and a real job in the real world, their life and career would have been ruined already.
Yeah.
And yet they're still talking about this guy with the possibility of getting traded to another team.
Yeah.
And the Texans talking like they want a bounty and a half for
him. Still the price tag is at least two number ones plus for the guy. I agree. And if you're a team, why would you mortgage your future for a guy you don't even know is ever going to play a game in the NFL for you?
Well, listen, the Texans, I didn't know that this was going to happen at the time. But maybe they should have sit back and look and say, we should have taken this, we should have taken that. Or maybe they have information that hasn't been released yet.
It's positive. They still owe him $137 million through 2025. Who's trading for that guy?
I guess because he's not suspended or he's not anything.
No.
He's still collecting a salary.
Yeah, there was weeks during the regular season where he was playing safety on the scout team. Just to run around on the football field. He's not suspended. He's an active player during the week, and he's a healthy scratch on Sundays. They didn't suspend him. Nothing.
Why in God's name would you have him playing safety on the practice squad?
No idea. I guess he was fooling around, but you're 100% right. Yeah, all he's going to do is blot a knee, and it's over.
Yeah, I would turn around and tell him, like, listen, you want to do some throwing on the side, light tossing, bike riding, whatever?
Yeah.
I don't even want you fucking running in place on the field.
Yeah.
The sooner we can get rid of you and trade you, we want maximum return for you. We don't want you getting hurt at all. I don't even want you using a stapler, bro. Because I'm afraid you may hit your fucking throwing hand.
I gotcha. Again, none of the situation makes any sense, and I don't know how they get past it or what. You know, I guess we'll get maybe next month or two, we'll get some depositions, and then but, you know, I would think at this point, though, Jeff, if he was going to get arrested, he would have been arrested already, no?
I don't know. What? I don't know what the story is. Yeah. I really don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know until something happens, until there's movement on it. We don't know. But I was just going to ask you.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you know. Is this, when this goes to court, is this, forgive my ignorance here, is this like a group case where they're like all 22 women have joined sides and it's going to be 22 versus one?
In the civil case, there is.
Two separate cases.
No, as far as I know, the civil case has 22 people named in the lawsuit.
So it's like a group effort against him.
Yes, correct. Yeah, I believe it's one attorney with 22 clients, I believe.
Okay.
So one guy's gathered up all 22 people, filed one lawsuit.
Like filling out that card that comes with your mortgage. Like, you don't like your mortgage, mortgage company, so you want to take them to court or something.
Exactly. You have a chance to be part of a class action lawsuit. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Class action, you have a lawsuit against Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. You better hold on to that $137 million, that's for sure. But, yeah, so that's an interesting take right now. There's a lot. Listen, we're off track a little bit, but, you know, there's a lot of quarterback jobs open right now. You know, the Saints job's open. I don't know if Miami's job is open. I like to think of if the Steelers job's open. There's.
Let's real quick. You said the Saints job.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do? Do you go back? Maybe go after Teddy Bridgewater. You sign Jameis Winston again. Tyson Hill. Taysom Hill. Whatever the fuck his name is. Maybe they just let him go because he's a little bit older than I thought.
Yep.
What happens? Where do you go? Some of these players, Pittsburgh, whoever you take as the next Pittsburgh quarterback, there's got to be a drop-off of play between them and Roethlisberger.
I would say. I mean, you know, I would agree. Again, you know, do you think there's going to be some guys floating around? I know that there's a lot of people whispering that Baker Mayfield may be available. Kirk Cousins is going to be available if you want to get a solid. Derek Carr is the guy's name.
Mariota.
You still got Foles. Trubisky's a backup up in Buffalo. You know, there's some names out there. Any of those guys exciting anybody? I don't know. I mean, right now I bet you there's a 90% chance Tom Brady doesn't come back to Tampa. They got holes everywhere. They're gonna have a problem with the salary cap issues. They got old real quick this year. I don't think Tom Brady's coming back, and I don't believe he's going to try to start up again with a new team.
Well, look, they already asked Gronkowski what he feels.
Yep.
And Gronkowski said if he was making his decision today, he would retire.
Right.
You got Ndamukong Suh, 34 years old. Antonio Brown, he just walked off the team. Brady, 44 years old, 43 years old, whatever he is. That's four main components right there.
Sure.
Jason Pierre-Paul. Isn't this guy like in his early 30s, maybe 32, 33?
I would say he's in his early 30s, sure. Yeah, I would say you're in the money.
Early to mid-30s, so that's five.
Yeah.
And you know, who else knows what other players are on that team that are getting old?
Yeah.
Or whose cap numbers may, like, you know, change.
There's a lot of issues. There's going to be a small rebuild there. I don't know if it's going to be a tear-it-down thing. But there's some guys that got to go. There's some guys that they have to keep. And
depending on who stays, you may be pushing off a complete rebuild. And maybe the complete rebuild is not next year, maybe in 23. Because if Brady does come back and there's a few pieces that fall to the wayside, after that, you got to question. If they're talking about it now, and it wasn't like he gave some indication that he may not want to play anymore. You know, it's just... You know, this is speculation. During the game, they were saying, and it always seems to happen with the quarterbacks as they get older near the end of their career.
Absolutely. Yeah, listen, again, if you look at it from the Brady standpoint was, you know, this team should have been early on, should have been a favorite to win the Super Bowl. It fell apart a little bit. A lot of injuries, a lot of controversy. I think this team is going to have to kind of change a little bit. And it may rebound and stay and be a decent team, but they're not a Super Bowl team right now. With the salary cap problems they're going to have, I don't think Brady's going to go to a new team. You know, he's not going to Pittsburgh for a year to win, or he's not going to Miami.
I don't think Pittsburgh is going to win. I don't think Miami is going to win.
Yeah, I agree.
I think if he goes someplace, it's going to be because he knows that, you know, that this team is a quarterback away from contending and having a good season.
Correct.
And what team is that right
now? I don't know. That's the question of the day. You know, to me, the only team would be, if they didn't win the Super Bowl this year, would be Frisco. That would be the only team in my book. And Frisco passed on him 2 years ago. He went to Frisco first before anybody else and said, I want to come. And they said, no, thank you.
You know, listen, I think that if you're going to stay another year, why not just stay with Tampa Bay?
I think that's
try to replace certain pieces to get you to the next stop, the next level.
I think that's the smart answer, and that is the definite way he would go. I just don't, you know, it may be one of those situations where he looks up and says, you know, we're just not going to win next year. I don't want to go through this whole thing again. I'm not going to be here for two or three more years. I want one more if I'm going to stay. And but Tampa's not ready to win next year. The way that team's going, they're not going to be nearly ready to go. So, you know.
I don't know, man. There's a lot. I mean, let's see what happens after the playoffs. We'll do our usual shit.
Sure.
We're going to do the quarterback thing.
Yep.
And see what's going on. Because, you know, now I'm sitting thinking, you know, maybe Tennessee.
Yeah, there's a good one.
Maybe the Colts. Maybe the Texans. You know, there's a lot of teams that you could start talking about and saying there's a lot of maybes.
Well, I mean, of those teams, the only one the Colts are probably very close, and so are who was the first one you met? Tennessee. Yeah,
the Colts. What I mean, close, not so much that they're close. What's the story with them and Wentz?
Teams
like Colts don't have quarterbacks.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I mean,
the Titans are close and maybe have a quarterback issue.
They do have a quarterback issue. They have a quarterback who's okay. But in a big spot, he's not good. And yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. That's a perfect topic, Jeff, because I think you're right. There are, you know, the Saints, the Panthers,
Panthers,
Texans, huh?
There's no way Tom Brady.
Oh no, I got you. I'm back to your topic of teams that are probably looking for quarterbacks next year.
Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons. Probably. Yeah, I'm sorry. Now there's an interesting guy in Matt Ryan. Where maybe he's not done, but that team needs to start all over again. You know, he may wind up in a spot like, you know, the Saints or the Colts, where they're a decent quarterback away from being a little more of a contention team.
I don't know about the Saints, dude. You know, without Sean Payton there, and the Saints had Drew Brees for a number of years and couldn't get it done.
Yep.
With Drew Brees, you think that. You know, somebody else is going to go in there and get it done. And they didn't do it with Drew Brees, who was throwing for almost 5,000 yards.
Yeah.
Game. You know, I don't know.
Well.
What do we got there?
That is our map of the world, Jeff. And you can look and see the numbers yourself.
Look at that. France is what, 1 point something?
Let's see. Where are we, Jeff? Yeah, France is 1.20%. Japan, 1.05%. I can make it bigger if you like.
What is that, Canada?
Canada.
15.8. Wow. Holy shit. We don't even talk about hockey, and they like us up there.
That's it. Here's our map. Iran, Uzbekistan, and Ukraine. Jeff, don't let them invade the Ukraine, Jeff. Please talk to them. Tell the people. Put the guns down.
What's tell them what?
Tell them to put the guns down. They can't.
Ukraine.
Yeah.
See you later. I haven't really got a chance to know you. Now wait, all those blue things are the people that are listening.
That's where we have people listening to us right last week, maybe even this week, but definitely last week.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's exactly. Yeah.
There's countries in Africa that listen to us.
That is correct. We have 1% in Kenya, Nigeria, two. We got Spain, France, UK.
Could you make that a little bit bigger? That like you had a. And that's Australia. What's below Australia? Is that New Zealand?
That's still Australia. It's probably New Zealand. We don't have any listeners there. Only where it's blue, Indonesia, Vietnam. Jeff, we're in Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam.
That's it. Vietnam. I don't know where. Myanmar, there you go. India.
Hello, my friends.
Iran. Uzbekistan. Let's see.
Go towards Europe there. Let's go on a tear through Europe and see who's listening.
Okay.
Is that Iceland up there?
That is Norway is a listener.
No, all the way up. That's Norway up top?
That is Norway up
top. Who's this right below Norway?
Right here is still Norway. This is Russia. It's all part of Russia. This is all part of Mother Russia. Lithuania, Jeff, we got somebody listening in Lithuania. Denmark, we got somebody in Denmark. UK. Germany. Poland. The motherland, Jeff.
Yes, the motherland.
What is this down here? Greece, they got somebody listening to us backwards in Greece. Italy. Let's see, I think Spain, Portugal, Ireland. We even got people in Ireland listening, Jeff, between beers.
Nice.
So, but numbers in the motherland of Israel. Let's see if I can find Israel on the map here.
Israel is more towards that way. I don't know. You can't see my hand. Go. Keep going. Oh, okay. It's Greece, Spain. Israel may be, go down a little bit, right? No, go back. Back to the left of the screen. Greece. I don't know. Then.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, wait a minute. Go to the right. See where Iran is? Drop down. No.
That's Iran.
Israel is somewhere in there someplace. It's going to be real small, bro.
Yeah, that's why we're not seeing it on the map. Yeah, I'm not seeing it anywhere on the map.
Israel, I think, is like literally like the size of Rhode Island.
It's probably one of these little things that just aren't popping up on our thing. But, again, I want to make sure you saw it. That's the numbers right now, Jeff. 8.37 is the highest ever for the Hard Rock and Sports Show. Now, I don't know why we use them.
States?
Huh?
What do we have in the United States, the U.S.?
64.72%.
Dude, we have not even 65% of our listening audience in our own home country.
That's it. But that makes us worldwide, Jeff. We're worldwide. So yeah. This is who's listening to you, Jeff, every week. Spew your shit. Got a little Mexico work in there. You got a little Brazil.
You think that Vladimir Putin?
Yeah.
Puts us on at night in the Kremlin and listens. Like
I think Vlad's listening. Yeah, I think Vlad's a listener. I think he likes your beard.
Do you ever think that maybe he's going to send a black man? There may be a black man in front of my house. And he's going to grab me if I walk out there.
It's very possible that Vlad may be have you on the KGB out looking for you.
That if I go outside at the wrong time, I can end up being in the back of a van naked with duct tape on me.
Very possible, Jeff. Very possible.
Spraying me down with water.
Well, but I also heard that this next segment is Vlad's favorite. It's become his new favorite. And that is, Jeff, you're going to guess the celebrity singer. Are you ready?
It's becoming my favorite.
Yes, it's definitely Vlad's. And now it's Jeff. So if you guys are out there, I have scoured the internet for the most unlikely people who are singers or think they're singers. And I challenge.
That's even better yet.
And I will challenge Jeff within two or three of my hints to guess who the singer is. And then, of course, we'll critique this person singing. So, Jeff, I've got a wide range. I got one you'll never guess. I'd have to give you – I have to basically tell you who it is. You might not even know who the person is, but I found it interesting. So I don't know if I'm going to start with the easiest – I'm going to start with the easiest one. This is an athlete from, I would say, 60s, 70s. Very well known. I would give you – let's see if I give you one hint. Let's see. Let's say, I think you would know him best for smoking.
Okay.
For smoking. Okay. So let me play this person. And, let's see if you can guess who it is. If you listen to the song, I think you'll probably get it quicker than that, but this is probably the easiest one. Let's go. Ready? Go.
Okay.
The time is near. The time is here.
Can you hear it?
To take my hopes and prepare to take the dare. It's time to climb right through them ropes and to face a man.
Any thoughts?
Is he an African American?
He is African American.
Okay. Is he a football player?
He's not a football player.
Not a football player.
Yep, you get one more wrong guess, so be careful on your guesses.
Is it Lou Brock?
It is not Brock. I came up with Lou Brock, but that's cool. Okay, I'll play it a little bit more. Hold on.
Who has a plan and thinks that plan, not in a shy way? Well, that is right, but come to fight, I'll fight him my way.
Is it Leon Spinks?
It's not Leon Spinks. Think of the hint.
Joe Frazier.
There you go. Smoking Joe Frazier.
A long, long way. And like they say,
It took some doing. I played the boxer's role to reach the goal. We are.
I tried to find the video to this. I couldn't find it. I wanted the video.
Who knows if there is a video?
Yeah,
I see the video.
I wanted to find the video to that in the worst way because there are some other ones that have said this way.
I don't want you to maybe – let's try something different this time.
Go ahead.
Let's maybe play the song or let me ask a couple questions.
Okay.
You know who it is.
Okay.
So I don't want you to tell me what the person is. I'll ask the question.
All right. How about I give you five questions? You have to guess it within five questions.
Okay.
Fair?
Is it a sports or music star?
Okay. The next one?
Yeah.
The next one is a TV star.
A TV star.
And I would not say TV star, maybe a second banana.
I'm going to take that as a hint.
Okay. No, don't take the banana as a hint.
Okay.
Let me get it up here for you.
Elizabeth, my dear, that's quite enough of the Budapest String Quartet. The servants are out. Let's have some champagne and rock and roll. Walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me.
Now, two things I'm going to give you this one. That is not his normal voice. That is definitely not his normal voice. And he was a TV star. He was a TV guy that we saw only on reruns. That's all I'm going to give you. That's not his normal voice.
Only on reruns.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you got to really dig deep. So think of obscure TV shows Sunday mornings in the 70s.
I'm hoping that you'll return to me. I say, I'm happy. If I can be, I'm
Ron
waiting.
No, it's a good guess, but no.
Okay.
I'll play a little bit more for you.
That you'll come back to me.
Now, again, this is the tough one because you might not even know who this guy is. I'm assumed you did. You'll know his name when I tell it to you, but I'm...
Was it the host of Positively Black?
No host. He was a TV. She was on, I won't say a sitcom, but on a TV show.
And when it was a Sunday morning he was on.
Yeah, again, reruns.
Reruns on Sunday morning.
Correct. Channel 11.
Channel 11. Oh, boy. That's not Jack Klugman, is it?
No, it's not Jack Klugman. It's a good guess, Jack, but that's not Jack Klugman.
Then I honestly...
What will you do when the sweat drops dry? You're going to trot away and hide, but I shall fold right by your side. For you, any pie, I'll even die. Surely. Yes, indeed, I'm chatting.
Larry Storch of Agon fame, of F Troop fame.
Who just hit like 99.
He's not, that's exactly right. That's one of the reasons why I picked it, because I just saw he turned 99 years old. Larry Storch. All right, Jeff, that was a tough one.
Elizabeth, my
and just so you know,
that's quite enough.
His reruns
yep.
might have been on Sunday morning, but I remember watching them right before or after dinner when I was
really
eating.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that because and that's a show. He might be the only one from that show that's still alive.
Oh, got to be. Oh, I can't even imagine anybody else is alive from that show.
That show's got to be 60 years old, right?
I would say that show was out in the mid-60s, I would think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's got to be older.
Yeah.
It's definitely older than us.
Oh, 100%. You're looking it up?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. Wait a minute. It looks like 1960s or something. 1965.
Okay, about right.
1965, and then maybe it was over by 1967. Well, Larry Storch is the only one that's still alive. Melody Anderson, who played
Wrangler Jane,
died in 2015. Ken Berry died just a couple years ago in 2018.
Wow.
Forrest Tucker, who died way back in 1986. James Hampton, who was Hannibal Dobbs.
Oh wow. Okay.
Just died last year.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never have thought half of those people made it that long.
Yeah, and then Frank DeCoya,
Frank
DeCova, died in 1981.
He was Chief Wild Eagle, right?
Yeah, and then who was the other guy? Bob Steele, Trooper Duffy. 1907, that guy was born. He died in 1988.
Oof.
And who was the other guy that was the Indian? Crazy Cat.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
He died in 2011.
Wow. So some
of... it's easy to say that's the Larry Storch is the only one that's still alive.
All right. Well, that was when I heard his voice, I said, Jeff's never going to get it by the voice. I said, I don't know how he's going to get this one, but I got to get it in. All right, Jeff, I got three more for you. I'm not going to give you any hints. I'll just say, I'm just going to tell you what they're known for. After that, it's all on you. All right.
Okay.
You have five questions.
You can ask questions.
You can ask five questions.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready? Here's the next one. This is an actor.
Okay.
My doctor requires no insurance.
Not that guy.
No copay.
And I get to see her as many times.
Okay.
This could be anybody.
Yes. Now, don't do any guesses until you hear the chorus. I think the chorus might help you. So just give it another minute or two, and then you get to the chorus. You might have a better chance.
Is it anybody from Magnum PI?
No. No.
Okay. That's one question. An African American fella?
That's a negative. That's two questions.
A white guy?
It's a white guy, Jeff. That is a white guy.
David Hasselhoff?
That is a guess, and that is a negative on David Hasselhoff. You have three more guesses. Oh, you have three more questions. You have one more guess, so be careful on the guesses. But you have three questions.
Is it Patrick Duffy?
It's not Patrick Duffy. That's a good guess. So hold on. I'll give you a small hint. Famous for TV shows, but a bigger movie star.
I can hear this song. I've heard this song.
You heard it. It was on the radio a ton of times in the 80s. 100 times. Yes. Ask another question. Go ahead. Very famous.
Was it a sitcom or a
no,
drama?
No, it was, I'll tell you, it was more of a detective show.
More of a detective show?
Yes, that he was famous for on TV. He was also kind of the second banana. Go ahead.
Was it David Caruso?
Oh, good guess, but nope. Jeff, you have one more guess. You have one more question, and then I'll have to show you who it is. Let me play a little bit more for it. Hold on.
Place is dead, Bruno. I'm out of here. Lock up for me.
Yeah, okay, Rock. Have a good night.
I should have got it off of there, shouldn't I?
Yes, that's where you should have got it off of, right there. Play a little bit more, Jeff. You got one more.
I gotta take a stand. Only saw that. I don't know. Is it Joe Piscopo?
It is not Joe Piscopo, Jeff.
I have no idea.
All right, then, Jeff. I've stumped you on this one, but let me show you who it is, and I will play it for you. You will. Let me go back to a. Yeah, that's a pretty.
Willis.
It is Bruce Willis, Jeff. Never would have got that one, huh?
No, never in a million years.
Yep. He actually had a couple of songs that came out in that time frame.
Was that before Moonlighting?
No, it was after Moonlight. This is why he got it. I think that was right around the time of Die Hard or right before Die Hard. That is Bruce Willis in Respect Yourself, which obviously he didn't do because he...
No, not with moves like that. No. Definitely not. I understand it was the cheesy 80s, but...
Yeah, the whole pool table thing was a little cheesy for me, yeah. But I hope you guys are having fun with this one. I love this segment. Jeff, I got two more for you. I'm going to do the next one. This one, again, this is an actor, very, very famous in the 70s, into the early 80s, and then became a little cartoonish after that. But this is an actor, very, very popular, one of the biggest actors of the 70s.
Okay. If you're a homeowner in New Jersey
Not
and you're time. Still paying for electricity, then you're missing out on getting paid thousands.
Tomorrow will bring. And ask me how I enjoy the day.
Is it David Soul?
That's a really good guess. It's not David Soul. I forgot about him. I should have got him on the thing, but no, it's not David Soul.
Ask me where I'm going. Ask me where I've been. Ask me.
He was.
Okay. Is it Welcome Back, guy from Welcome Back, Carter?
Not Gabe Kaplan. Very good guest, though. I will tell you, he was also a very good athlete, a tremendous athlete, actually.
What I'm going to be. Ask me what I am.
Heard this song, too?
I've never heard this song before.
Don't ask me what I hope to find.
Is
it
the captain from The Love Boat?
It is not Gavin
McLeod.
No, it's not Gavin McLeod. That's where'd you pull that one from? Wait, cow.
Listen, which the ones that you pulled out today,
mm-hmm.
I can't discount anything at this point.
Do not. I will tell you, this is a very, very, very mainstream, very popular 1970s movie star. Kind of filtered into the 80s, did a lot of stuff on TV later on. Very, very popular guy.
James Caan?
Nope, good guy, good guess. Tape type of guy, but not Jimmy Caan.
Don't ask me if I'm chased by time.
Now, I will tell you, I would tell you that the voice, the singing voice does not match the regular voice.
Is it William Shatner again?
No, I would never double up. It's not William Shatner.
I have no idea. I've gone through about five guesses.
Okay, so I will play it and I will show you who this mystery singer is, Jeff.
Don't ask me if I want the world. The world is where I stand.
So gay looking. That's about as gay as it gets.
The stash. The hat, a whole bit, and then just listen to the voice.
Ask me what I'm gonna be.
He's singing that to the guy who's got tied up in a chair right now. That's what he's singing.
Yeah, as he greases his schwanz.
Burt Reynolds. Jeff, if I tell you the way I got to go digging to find these, they're all over the place. So hopefully we get.
I'm sure you, from finding one, you probably found a shitload more.
I had a few more. I could have brought. I have one more. This is a little bit more modern. Next time I said today I'm going to prepare next time with some decent clues that won't give it away, but that'll give you a little bit more of a hint. But I thought we'd have some fun. I got one more for you, Jeff. This one, the recording's not great. I will tell you, this is a very, 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 very popular. Actor, 90s through now, still very popular. Trying to think of
George Clooney.
No, it's not George Clooney. Hold on, you might get it from and he's playing bass in a punk band. So give me a second here. Let's get that on the screen for you.
Oh, man. Johnny Depp.
Nope, not Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp plays guitar in the vampire thing. Can you hear it?
Jason Composa or whatever.
Nope. Yes. You heard the voice?
No.
Yes, Keanu Reeves.
Please get all like you want.
That is Isabel, that's a song he wrote and performs with his band. And that was Keanu Reeves. Good guest by Jeff. And,
yeah, I'm old for everything tonight.
Oh, that's okay. Listen, I got more. We'll do it every other week or so. I'm digging into the obscure as I can. So, you know, when you do a little, you have to do a little research yourself and play some music out there. But
I don't want to take away from it. I mean, I could sit there and listen to all these. I go on YouTube all the time.
Me too.
And I've actually calmed down with my YouTube usage. But I don't want to start looking at that and then kill the segment by, you know, knowing all of them.
I hope you enjoyed it. I think this is a fun little segment.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it every week because it would get a little old, but I think this is easy every other week or so. I will dig out four, five, or six of these types. There's a couple ones today. Like there was a George Foreman one, but they said George Foreman sings. Let me let you hear it real quick. But it's more, would you have gotten this? Hold on a second. If I pleaded. Hold on a second. Where is it? And now it's not going to pop up. Hold on a second, 2 seconds. Then we'll get this more football. And we'll talk about Neil Young. Yeah, let me play this one for you. Would you have gotten this one?
To reach the unreachable star.
I don't think so.
This is
I don't think so.
To follow that star. No matter how hopeless.
That I would have gotten,
no matter how far.
Yeah, I would have gotten it.
Now, when I type in, you know, I would go, how I do this is I'll type in and go, I'm sitting there, I go, all right, George Foreman. Let me see if I got something for George Foreman. All right, George Foreman singing, and that pops up. And I'm going, that ain't singing. But back in the day, this was like a spoke, like when you do William Shatner, this is what you hear. Like he did a whole bunch of Beatles songs, William Shatner.
It's spoken like.
It's spoken word, yeah.
Dude, I got to run in the other room.
Go ahead, do what you do.
I'll be right back.
Go ahead. That's Jeff and Tom, Hard Rock and Sports. We just did our bi-weekly celebrity singer. Jeff had a rough week this week, but these were not easy. Larry Storch was not easy. So we have some fun with it, a couple laughs, a couple surprises for Jeff. Again, the cheesiest award goes out to Bruce Willis. So stay tuned for a couple of weeks. We'll do that. I might do it next week. We have a quiet show next week a little bit. I might pop in a bunch more of those next week and then take a week off from it. But we'll see what happens. Again, guys, thanks for tuning in, hanging out with us. We'll have a little fun with that. We still got a couple more things to talk about before we end the show tonight. So sit back, relax, and let's see how the rest of the night plays out. We talked a bit about I'll talk about Big Poppy. You know, I don't know how the NFL – Major League Baseball, the writers, Baseball Writers of America, voted in Big Poppy to the Hall of Fame, yet left out Clemens and Bonds. You can't go with A-Rod and Ramirez. They failed tests. But as much as Poppy was accused but never convicted, same as Bonds and Clemens. So how they opened the door to let Big Poppy in and kept Clemens and Bonds out, I think it's a travesty. And again, it's another reason not to watch any of these Hall of Fame inductions. Now, the football one's coming up two weeks from today. So I'm going to be interested.
I don't know why they didn't let them go in.
Huh?
They're not liked. They're not liked.
I get it, Jeff, but it's not supposed to be a popularity contest, right?
Well, listen, you could take the greatest athlete in the world,
mm-hmm.
okay, and stack two of them against one another and let one guy pass by, a five-year-old, waiting to get his hat autographed, and the other one sending out tickets for him and his family and bringing them on the field and letting them run the bases after the game.
Yeah.
And you tell me who's getting in the Hall of Fame. Look at Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth.
True.
For example.
Yep.
People love Babe Ruth because he was the Babe.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Cobb might have been the better hitter, maybe not power hitter, but better hitter all around.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't like Ty Cobb.
No, not at all.
You know, and for a lot of reasons. There's a lot more. You never hear anything good about Ty Cobb.
Nothing I've ever seen written or whatever, other than he was very charitable to some of his teammates and people quietly. Otherwise, he was very just a huge jerk-off.
Yeah. Pretty much so.
Yeah, so I understand it, but the minute you open the door to Big Poppy and you want to ignore the rumors and the, you know, and listen, he failed the drug test. It didn't count. It was only counted in the Mitchell report, and the Mitchell report only outed some people, A-Rod and Ortiz. But at the end of the day, he's still, you know, pretty much known. If you're not going to count that, then you can't count Bonds and Clemens. They didn't fail anything. They were not named in the Mitchell report. We're only going by our eyes. To me, you let Big Poppy in. There's no reason in the world you got to keep Clemens and Bonds out. I think they're going to get in maybe on one of the committees, you know, one of the other committees. They're now off the ballot going forward. They cannot be voted in by the Baseball Writers of America.
Well, you know, let me ask you something. When are you going to start hearing the phrase, weren't they punished enough?
That's a great question.
You know you're going to hear it sooner or later.
No, I think it's sooner or later. I agree with you. It's going to be on one of these committees, one of those, the next generation committee. There's like three different committees that meet every so often to vote a player or two in or a manager. And yeah, Jeff, you're right. That's what you're going to hear. You know, they were both great players before the steroids. Haven't they suffered enough? And, you know, again, it's hard to make them suffer, Jeff, because, you know, baseball turned the blind eye to it. There was a lot of players who did it. We've already got a couple guys who, at least a couple guys in Piazza and Pudge Rodriguez, who are in the Hall of Fame, who've had the same stigma attached to them. So I get it. They're just the poster boys for the excess of it. You know, I mean, Clemens has three Cy Youngs and then takes steroids, wins four more, getting near 40 years old. Bonds is a great player. All of a sudden, his head is this big, hitting 70 homers a year.
Listen, I hear you. I know what you're saying. I agree with you. But, you know, you sometimes think to yourself, like, it's because of the way that Bonds was. But, I mean, some of his achievements, seven MVPs. I'm not even going by the home runs.
Right.
Let's take the home runs out of the equation. Seven MVP awards, the guy wins.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, steroids are only going to do so much. Let's say steroids adds 25 to 50 feet on a home run. No?
Right. Yeah, I would say whatever. Yeah, definitely adds a little distance on it. Sure, you tie the end of the season, all that shit that goes with
still,
it.
It's still eye-hand coordination to hit a ball that's being pitched at close to 100 miles an hour.
Sure.
Okay. Maybe putting the ball out of the stadium like he did at Candlestick. Maybe the steroids had something to do with that. But, I mean, is steroids going to help you field the ball?
No, again, I think that the big thing for me with steroids is, you know, it's at end of the year, like in August and September, when your body's tired and, you know, you're beaten up a little bit, where you got a little juice still left in your body, you know, where guys tail off at the end of the year because they're tired, you know, those guys have the juice on them. And I think that's it. And, Frankie, yeah, we did – a little bit, but yeah, I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to go to Green Bay next year. I fully expect that, unless he goes to Vegas, but that's a whole different
thing. I don't know.
Jeff's not buying it.
I don't think that it gives them that much of a boost
mm-hmm.
because these guys take time off now. And a guy like Bonds,
uh-huh.
who was definitely a physical specimen, you know what I mean? I think that he would have been in good enough shape that he's not going to feel that maybe a guy like a Pudge Rodriguez or a Thurman Munson when he was playing, or somebody that was built like a weekend softball player, may get a little tired later on in the season. Or a guy that's in his late 30s, approaching 40, that's still playing, might get tired. But some of these players that were in their 30s, you know, still, and they were being accused of, well, not accused, some of them were convicted of doing steroids,
sure.
or accused of doing steroids.
Yep.
I don't know if the steroid was going to give them a little bit more, you know, pep, like to play the actual game. I think maybe a little extra power.
No, I agree with that. I definitely think that, Jeff. I think that, you know,
it's showing the point that they're an athlete.
I get it, and I'm with you. I think because baseball chose to turn a blind eye to it, because so many players were doing it for a long period of time, nobody had an issue with it. To me, you can't, you know, at some point you're going to have to let these guys in and, you know, whatever, however you want to phrase it, you want to call it the steroid era players, you want to put an asterisk next to their name, these guys got to get in. Again, even the guys who failed the test before, there was nothing wrong with it. Unfortunately, there was nothing wrong with it at the time. And nobody's going to tell me that the teams didn't know. I'm sorry.
Well, of course they knew. Of course they knew. Yeah. And if there was nothing wrong with it at the time, we've talked about this before, if there was nothing wrong with it at the time of them playing,
yep.
and how were you holding them accountable
right.
for something that wasn't wrong? You know, how many, let me ask you this, how many football players and basketball players,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure there's baseball players and hockey players, but it seems to be more often than not, basketball players and football players are getting mm-hmm. busted by the cops, and they'll be like, oh, they found a smelled an odor of marijuana. They found a couple grams of marijuana in the car
right.
and everything else. So, you know, these guys are now smoking weed and pretty much
yeah.
doing it openly and
sure.
not giving a fuck about it. But at the time, if steroids weren't deemed illegal, what were they breaking? What laws, what rules were they breaking? What were they doing wrong?
That's the problem. It wasn't illegal in there. Bot should be in the hall, especially if you got to, if Poppy got, yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, I agree with you, Frankie. I don't think Big Poppy deserved to be in there. I don't think anybody who goes in as a DH because
love his numbers.
You know what? His numbers for his career are pretty good. I'll pull them up for you. His numbers for his career are much better than I expected. But I'll
Big
tell
Poppy.
You, yeah, let me show you, David Ortiz. Big Poppy's numbers were actually pretty good. We moved them over here so I can put them up on the screen for you. Hold on, Jeff. We got that kind of ability. Let me bring that over for you, Jeffrey. Okay, and put that right here. Okay, so here's your line, Jeff. So let me start here. So he averaged 166 hits a year, 43 doubles, one triple, 36 homers, 119 RBIs, and 89 walks, 118 strikeouts, and 286. That's his average for 20 years.
Now, it looks like he had a couple 41, 47, 54, and then it dropped off. What year did he hit 54 home runs?
Would have been 2006.
And then it dropped off. Is that when the acquisition?
Well, yeah, this was pretty much the big acquisition years. And if you look, you know, early in his career, 10, 18, 20, 30, and all of a sudden now he's hitting 41, 47, 54. You know, this is the part of his career that you know, A-Rod was doing it, a bunch of the guys were doing it in this era right here. So.
Now, you're saying that you don't want him. He shouldn't get in because he's a DH for most of his career, correct?
For basically all his career. The guy was a bad first baseman. So to me, you're half a ball player. Now, again, he was a good hitter, really good hitter, maybe a great hitter. But does that equal, you know, great player destined for the Hall of Fame? The guy was basically told, don't bring your glove to the game. You'll hit, but you're not going to field. I'm sorry.
Now,
that's got to be a knock on you.
As somebody yourself.
Yep.
That has wants a push to have DH in the National League.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
How could you punish a guy for being that DH, regardless of what league he's in? If the guy puts up numbers by today's standards, what was his career number? Is that 532 or 632?
632 is his 20 years worth of doubles.
Oh, 20 years worth of doubles. What is his 20 years worth of home runs? 541?
541.
Is there a guy in the league today that's going to hit over 500 home runs by the time he's done with his career?
I have to
is
look that up.
Out of 500 guy?
That's a good question. I don't. I want to say the answer is yes, although he gets hurt quite a bit. So I'm not sure his numbers.
Well, I mean, there's not numbers to look up yet because none of them have done it. But any of today's power hitters, do you see any of today's power hitters hitting 500 home runs in their career?
Let's see. Current home run leaders. See if we get. Let me see who's out there, Jeff. I'll take it off the screen so we
can put career. Current career home run leaders.
Okay, that's a good one.
Or current active home run leaders.
There you go. Active leaders. Active leaders, home run, base for life. Let's see what we got now. Okay, so right now, Jeff, he's active, but he's based at the end of his career. Albert Pujols has got 679 home runs.
679?
Albert Pujols, yep.
He's also been playing...
21 years right now, yep.
21 years right now. He only started in 2000?
I guess so, yeah. I have to look up his career, but yeah, Jess is he's 41 years old, 21 years in the league. Let's see. So let me give you the guys. Okay, like right now, Robinson Cano, 334 home runs.
How many years is he in the league? Do you know?
16 years. He's 38 years old.
All right, so he's probably not getting the 500.
Giancarlo Stanton, 12 years in the league, 31 years old, 347.
He stands a chance. 150 more home runs?
Yeah, he needs about 150 more home runs in the next, let's say, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, I could see that.
Nelson Cruz has 449. He's 40 years old.
I don't see that. I don't even know who Nelson Cruz is.
Yeah, Nelson Cruz is a guy who bounced around the league a lot. All right, so let me give you some of the younger guys. You asked Mike Trout. Mike Trout's got 310 home runs at age 29.
All right, so he's still a chance, but you're saying he gets hurt a lot.
He gets hurt a lot, yes. So, again, not got a chance to do it. Evan Longoria is 35 years old. He's got 317 home runs.
I don't see him hit.
Yeah, neither do I.
He's another one who gets injured a lot, too.
Yep.
Hasn't he bounced around a lot in the league?
Yes, another guy's bounced around. I'll give you somebody like Bryce Harper is 28 years old. He's got 267, essentially he's 250 home runs in the next 10 years.
I don't see it.
Yep, that's a...
Average 25 over the next 10.
Yep. Again, you got guys, a lot of guys in that same category. Arenado, those are the main ones I would say that have a halfway decent shot at a younger age.
So basically, we only came up with one that we kind of both agreed could end up hitting 500 home runs, which was Stanton, I believe.
Yeah, Stanton's probably got the best shot at it based on his age. I mean, Nelson Cruz is 40. He'd have to play another 2 years at least to get the 51 he needs. But Stanton's at 31 years old. 347, so he needs 150 over, let's say, the course of the next 6 years.
153.
Yeah, so, let's say he needs 20-something home runs a year, maybe 25 a year. It's doable. So,
what about Judge?
Let's see. Where's Judge on this list? He's a little older. Aaron Judge, 29 years old, 158 home runs. No chance.
No, he'd probably be lucky to get 300 to 350.
Yeah, I would probably say his is going to be somewhere in the probably 350 if he's – yeah, I would say if he stays reasonably healthy, yeah, I would agree with that, Jeff.
Yeah. I don't know. So basically there was only one that I think that we both said was like 500, but I just don't – knowing that fact, I would say I don't have a problem with Ortiz getting in there because nobody else is going to come close really to the number that he did, the career number that he hit.
Yeah, I get it. It's the numbers are better than I expected them to be. His 162 game average, 166 hits, 43 doubles, one triple, 36 homers and 119 RBIs is a good season. That's good numbers. Those are really good numbers.
He played 20 years, and you're saying that's his 20-year average.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's really not. But the accusation, the fact that he only plays DH, that he was not good enough to play in the field, to me detracts. And
I understand your point, but you know what, dude? If it's somebody took a chance and signed this guy.
Oh yeah.
I'm drafting him, put him on a team, and then he stuck with it for 20 years.
No,
it's not like he ended up hitting 55 home runs in his rookie year, and you're like, where did this guy come from? And then that was it after that.
No, I get you.
He was able to hit the ball.
100%, 100%. Jeff and Tom, Hard Rocket Sports, Thursday night, 7 to 9:30. Glad you guys are joining us, and come back next week. We'll start our Super Bowl preview, two more big Super Bowl shows, and then we'll start turning our attention to the draft and a whole bunch of other stuff. We got a lot of stuff football-wise, but we got a lot of stuff to talk about and a couple more things tonight to get to. Jeff, were you surprised by the Sean Payton resignation?
Kind of.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. What do you think the motivation for that is? Is it, hey, I'm burnt out and I want to go someplace else, so I'll take a year off and then come back? Is it, I just don't like it here anymore, I don't have Drew Brees, and this is an easy way out?
I think that it could be part of being burnt out a little bit, yeah. I think it could also be that he realizes that winning isn't going to be the same without Drew Brees.
Or possible.
And, he may want to take a year back off and step back and, reset himself and then go after it again with somebody else. Maybe, once he says that he's ready, he could probably contact a team. Never mind waiting for a team to contact him.
Well, don't forget, they still own his rights for the next few years. So, it's not that simple.
It's probably just as simple because they'll either turn around and say, we want to trade him, or they buy him out one way or another. You know that.
Yeah, it's very possible. You're right. You're 100% right.
They need it to work. They make it work. The only time it doesn't work is when somebody dicks out. And then the team's like, well, we got his rights for the next 7 years. They fuck themselves as well as fuck the player.
Yeah, I brought up the Green Bay thing and Rodgers and, maybe the legacy is not as good as we think it is. What's your thoughts on Payton? I mean, think about it. Since 1996, let me see, hold on. From 2006 to 2021, 152 wins. But he had a Hall of Fame quarterback basically the whole time, one Super Bowl appearance, Jeff. I mean, am I putting too much emphasis on Super Bowl appearances and wins when it comes to putting people's legacies together?
I think that matters. I think that would depend on who you're talking to as far as that goes.
Okay.
Because just like how when we talked about DeGrom winning the Cy Young with only 9 wins, and everybody was like, well, wins aren't everything. Well, wins aren't everything, but they are a big part of it. But when you have a quarterback like Drew Brees who was throwing the ball for almost 5,000 yards a game, there's going to be people that are going to turn around and say, well, he plays 8-plus games a year indoors. True, but he still has to put the ball somewhere for somebody else to catch.
Correct.
Cold and the rain and the weather in more than half his games, but he still had to make plays, which means that you still have 300 pounders coming after you, and you still got to put the ball sometimes in a spot this big.
Yeah.
So you're not taking away from the man's talent.
Mm-hmm.
You're just seeing like it's just a little bit easier for him. And I don't know if I would say that it's, if it takes it away from him, but I mean, listen, we benefited from it,
Absolutely. As we say goodbye to our friends in Block Talk Radio Land, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to all our friends in Israel who are listening to the show right now. Thank you very much, and thanks for the high ratings. We'll see you guys back.
We're interested to see where we're going next year, next week at this time.